Andy Hudson here with Ian Davison after a big FA Cup victory for Joe Roofing against Dunstan. Ian, what was it like out there?
It was a difficult game against a very strong Dunstan team, but on the overall, I thought from the minute one to the 90, I thought we thoroughly deserved the win. First half, I thought we were in control there, couldn't get out the half and deservedly went 1-0 up. And then second half, we knew what Dunstan were going to do. They were going to come out and throw everything against us, which they did. And great tackle from Jamie in the bottom corner, then released Maka across, and he was very unselfish and played Dino in to make it 2. We've gotten a consolation penalty, but it was late on and we held out for a great win.
How difficult is it playing in a game like that where for long periods of the game, more or less the end, Dunstan weren't really putting you under too much pressure defensively?
I think the wind played a big part in it today, because when they're putting high balls like that at the wind, with the wind and stuff like that, it is pretty easy to defend against, but it's credit to us, we held a good line, we defended really well as a unit, they didn't break us down, apart from the penalty. They didn't have Dan Regan, I don't think, had any saves to make or out like that. I think Liam Connell was a busier the keeper. It was a game of few chances, but on the whole, definitely we deserve the victory and look forward to the next round of the Cup.
Came out flying for that first half as well, put Dunstan more or less against the ropes. What did Benno and Richie say before the game to you?
Well, it's FA Cup. You've got to either take the game by the scruff of the neck and have a go at them, which we thought Dunstan would. Obviously, we had the wind in our backs, so it was a little bit easier to take the game to them. But I thought Stewie Nicholson and Paul Gardner was absolutely exceptional first half. Drove at the defence and caused loads of problems. But Maka's performance today, and he led the line by himself, was just absolutely, I thought it was top draw, and I thought he was man of the match today by a mile.
Brilliant. Well done, Ian. Well played.
Cheers.